Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, one of the screen's truly great actors, Charles Laughton, and two young men who in a short time have left a trail of fans in every city in which they have performed, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And now here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, this is Dottie, and thanks a lot. It's sure nice of all of you to join us tonight.
Well, excuse me, but can you tell us in which studio the Dorothy L'Amour show is?
Well, who wants to know?
Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
You came to the right place. This is the Seal Test Variety Theater, and I'm Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, hello, Dottie.
Hiya, Dottie.
Permit me to say you look lovely and glamorous tonight.
Why shouldn't I? I'm wearing my best suit.
Well, I was talking to Dottie.
Thanks, Dean. It's sweet of you to say that.
I might have known. This guy never says anything nice about me.
Look, boys, I want you to be on your best behavior tonight. We're expecting a very distinguished guest.
And who's that?
Charles Laughton.
You mean Chuck? Imagine that. Chuck is coming over.
Imagine that. Chuck is coming over.
Good old Chuck.
Good old Chuck. Hey, Dean.
What is it?
Who's Chuck?
I'm Chuck. Chuck Laughton, sometimes known as Charles Laughton.
Hello, Charles. It's real nice of you to drop over.
Thank you, Dorothy. It's real nice being here.
Charles, do you know Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis?
Know them. Why, when you boys were entertaining at Slapsy Max's, I was there every night.
Are you for real? Gee, are you really a fan of ours, Mr. Laughton?
Why, certainly. I go to nightclubs every night in the week.
Well, what do you do on a Monday night? They're closed, you know.
That doesn't bother me. I found a substitute.
What do you do?
I get into the broom closet with my radio. I shut the door, fill the closet with cigar smoke. I rumble furiously. And every 10 minutes, I open the door and throw out a $20 bill.
Thank you, Dottie, Martin and Lewis, and Charles Laughton. And now a few words from the man in charge of the Word to the Wise department.
Get the best, get Seal Test, ice cream eclairs.
Wherever you go, folks echo the praises of
Seal Test ice cream eclairs.
Eclairs.
They're simply wonderful.
Derful.
See what I mean?
Why not try one tonight?
I will.
It's a treat you'll repeat again and again. Smooth Seal Test ice cream heaped on fudge-covered cake, a frosting of dark, rich chocolate, and to top it all off, snowy peaks of whipped cream. For a brand new taste sensation, look for the red and white Seal Test symbol and
get the best, get Seal Test ice cream declares.
Here's a tune that's been on my list of favorites for a dozen years or so. It's way up at the top of the list again, and I hope you like it.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Yes, I've got my love to keep me warm.
Well, Dottie, what happens now?
Charles, if you have your grease paint on, it's time for us to do our little sketch.
I'm quite ready. I've been out in the wings rehearsing like mad.
In that case, John Lang, will you set the scene?
As the curtain goes up on the next act of the Seal Test Variety Theater, we see the Simpsons at breakfast. Dorothy and Charles Simpson are a much married couple. The honeymoon was over long, long ago.
Dear.
What is it now?
Could I have a little more coffee?
Get it yourself.
Thank you, dear. Darling, there's something I'd...
Well?
It's just that I... Well, I'd better not.
For heaven's sake, out with it. What do you want?
Could I look at part of the paper?
Men. You're all alike, just selfish.
But I want...
No!
But I'd like to know what's going on in the world. Did anything happen this morning?
Oh, you just don't let me have a minute's peace. There's nothing in the morning's paper at all.
Well, there must be something.
Oh, there's just some gruesome story here about a man in Cincinnati who was convicted of killing his wife with a meat cleaver.
Are they going to execute him?
No, and leave me alone.
I suppose he'll get life.
No, he was sentenced to 10 years in jail.
10 years isn't so long.
Oh, look at this, at the Stauffer Clothing Company, a wonderful sale of suits.
You're so good to think of me, dear. I could certainly use a new suit.
These are women's suits.
Oh.
Well, stop dawdling. You just have time to catch the 8 o'clock bus.
Yes, it's time to go to work. Goodbye, dear. Aren't you going to kiss me goodbye, dear?
Oh, stop talking nonsense. And remember that list of things I want you to bring home.
Yes, dear. Bobby pins, green silk thread, a yard of elastic, toothpaste, and some food for the goldfish.
And don't dare forget a single one of those things.
No, dear. Goodbye.
And don't forget this is payday. Remember, bring home that pay envelope and don't tamper with it.
Yes, dear. Goodbye.
Dishes. I never saw a man use so many dishes in my life. I must have used 3 of them this morning. Come in.
Oh, hello, Dorothy. I thought I'd drop in and smoke a cigarette before I do my breakfast dishes. What's new?
Oh, nothing. It's Charles and his lack of consideration. I have to get up every morning. The least he could do is eat breakfast out. But I'm going to start laying down the law.
Oh, look, Dorothy, I don't like to butt into anybody else's business. But between us girls, I think Charles is a very good husband.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know that Blanche Adams who lives in the corner house? Well, it seems that her husband got a little fed up with her nagging. And last week, Blanche sent him to the store to do some shopping. And do you know what?
What?
He never came home.
Oh, that's awful.
Say that again.
You know something? Maybe Charles isn't so bad after all.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. As a matter of fact, if I were you, when he comes home tonight, I'd be very sweet to him. And I'd be sure...
Are you sure you want another one?
Yes, bartender. Make this one straight. Like I was saying, there's just so much a man can stand... Since the day I was married, I've handed her my pay envelope every week without even opening it.
You really mean that you've never opened your own pay envelope?
It's the truth. I've had this job for 20 years and I still don't know how much money I make.
But, don't you know if you ever gotten a raise?
Well, I think I got one last April.
How could you tell?
Well, I remember that when she opened the envelope, she smiled. I'm telling you, a man can just stand so much. All day long, I work at a desk, and when I get home, I have to do the housework. I've gotten so ashamed to go anywhere without wearing gloves.
Why?
Dishpan hands.
You don't mean to tell me she makes you wash the dishes.
Oh, no. I kept myself shaving this morning, and do you know what came out?
What?
Lux, Rinso, and Dust. That woman treats me terribly.
You can say what you want about women, but you can't live without them.
I'd certainly like to try.
Hey, don't you think you better start for home? It's 8:30.
8:30. Every night for 20 years I've gotten home at 6 sharp, but tonight I'm going to get home plenty late, and I don't care what she says. Give me another drink. Hello.
Darling, come in. Let me take your coat.
Here.
Sweetheart, you've been drinking.
You said it.
Well, I hope you had a good time, and I've kept your dinner warm for hours.
No one needs dinner.
Then you don't have to eat it. Here, sit down in this comfortable chair. There. And here's the evening paper. I didn't even open it. What are you looking for, dear?
Matches. I haven't got any matches.
Well, just you sit right where you are. I'll light your pipe for you. There. Oh, you look so comfortable in that big, cozy chair. Darling.
What?
Can I sit on your lap?
I suppose so.
Oh, you're so big and strong. Honey, won't you put your arms around me?
All right.
Darling, aren't you going to give me a big kiss?
Might as well. I'll get the devil when I get home anyway.
Thank you, Charles Lawton. It was swell of you to stop in, and if you ever want to drop in again, remember, the front door's always open. In the meantime, we'll all be looking forward to seeing you in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, The Bribe.
Get the basket seal test, ice cream eclairs.
Frankly, Dottie, how do you like Seal Test's new ice cream eclairs?
Well, frankly, all I can say is,
Meaning?
Marvelous.
That it is, Dottie. Famous Seal Test ice cream heaped on fudge-covered cake. A coating of rich chocolate topped with big dots of whipped cream. It's a brand new taste sensation that's...
Marvelous.
And every delicious bite is famous Seal Test quality. Tops in fine flavor, creamy rich texture, and pure goodness. For a wonderful mouth-melting treat, stop at your Seal Test dealers and...
Get the best, get Seal Test. Ice cream eclairs.
And now, before Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis return, our own Dottie steps up to the microphone and sings only as Dottie can sing, Hold Me.
Honey, won't you hold me? Hold me. Never let me go. Take me. Honey, won't you take me? Never to hold me.
that Santa to thrill me.
Just let your kisses thrill me.
Kisses to thrill me just like you.
Like you alone.
Nobody ever could thrill me like you.
Hold me. Never try to hold me from you.
Never try to hold me from you.
Dottie, that was swell. And now, returning to the microphone through the courtesy of NBC and Paramount Pictures, we give you those two new comedians soon to be seen in the Hal Wallace production, My Friend Irma, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
If you got it, you don't need it. Come on, Dean, sing. If you need it, you don't got it. Dean, where are you? You don't get it, shame on you. Dean, I'm soloing. Funny, 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 how bad can I sing? Dean?
Oh, why should I sing? There was no music.
Oh, so you're the kind of a singer who needs help.
Yeah, and you're the kind of a singer who's beyond help.
I'm beyond help. You just keep ridiculing me, Dean Martin, and you'll see, boy, oh, boy, wow, oh, I'll say. You'll just break up the team, that's what.
Oh, Jerry, I'm not trying to break up the team. Why, I like you. When I get a nightclub date, where could I get another guy to do the jokes? When I get sick, where could I get another guy to take care of me? When I get a double date, where could I get another guy to take the ugly ones?
Yeah, I can't understand it, Dean. I always get the ugly ones, and yet at night when I dream of beautiful girls, too.
You dream of beautiful girls, too?
Sure, I dream about all kinds. Short, tall, fat, thin. And I dream of one certain girl who's short and tall and fat and thin all at the same time.
Jerry, how could you possibly dream of a girl who's short and tall and fat and thin all at the same time?
Well, she's anxious to please. But sometimes, Dean, when I'm real lucky, I dream about my ideal girl. Boy.
Your ideal girl?
Yes, I've seen her so many times. I know her exact measurements.
Well, what does she look like?
Well, she's,
Say, boys, I'm sorry I had to leave you by yourselves for a few moments, but now that I'm back, I... Jerry, what are you staring at?
No. You can't be. It's impossible.
What's the matter with him, Dean?
Oh, don't mind Jerry. He's all right. He's just that he's got an ingrown head.
Hey, that's not true. How could I have an ingrown head?
Look, Jerry, didn't it ever strike you as funny that they call your family doctor Old Butterfingers?
But why are you staring at me like that, Jerry?
I'm staring at the script like that.
I was just talking about my ideal dream girl, and there you are.
Oh. Well, Jerry, I couldn't be.
Yes, you are, Dorothy. You're exactly the same. Would you mind if I took a few measurements to prove it?
Well, I guess it would be all right.
You know, fortunately, I just happen to have a mink tape measure with me.
A mink tape measure?
Well, we've been doing very well lately. All right, Jerry, let's begin at the top. First, head circumference.
Yeah, head. 12.5 inches.
All right, around the neck.
Neck, 14 inches.
All right, shoulders.
Shoulders, 27.25.
Ankles.
Ankles. Ankles? What happened to June, July, and August? Barney, you're not doing it right.
Oh, Gerald, my sweet, put that silly tape measure away. Why carry on this farce any longer? We both know we were made for each other.
You mean?
Yes.
Me too.
You knew?
Instantly.
You're completely and utterly irresistible.
Yes, I know. And there's something I must ask you.
Yes.
After the show, would you?
Yes.
Would you possibly?
Yes.
Would you come to my dressing room?
Oh, yes, Gerald. Yes, yes.
Superb. And be sure and bring your jackknife, because I've sneaked in some dirt and we'll have a swell game of Mumbly Peg for two and two for Mumbly Peg. Me for you. Sharpen up your blade so we can play. We can play alone.
All right, stop it. Always you got to make like an imbecile.
What?
Dean's right, Jerry. Absolutely right.
Oh, cahooties. up on me, huh? Well, go ahead, push me around, abuse me, kick me, sure. There's just one thing I want you to know. When a boy of my type makes a race indelible impression on a girl or a jackknife, it's not easy for people to say that I'm one to conclude my feelings gesturing whether one has the opportunity to feel more or less on the same plane as I, and I'm wondering whether there's any chance of seeing for no one else.
Jerry. Jerry, there's just one thing I don't understand.
What's that?
Are you for real? Thanks, Jerry Lewis. And here's Dean Martin singing one of his latest Capitol recordings, Tara, Talara, Talar.
Daddy made up this lullaby just to sing it to you. Soon as you learn this lullaby, you can sing it to your dolly too. Ta-ra, ta-la-ra, ta-la. Play peek-a-boo. Star. Hush, goodbye, baby, when shadows creep. Dreamland is not very far. Ta-ra, ta-la-ra, ta-la-ra. Just like the angel you are. Rock-a-bye, baby, now you're asleep. Ta-da, ta-la-ra, ta-la. Ta-da, ta-la-ra, ta-la.
Wonderful. Don't go away, folks, because in just a moment we're going to give you news about a great lineup for next week.
Ever notice how often you find a son who is taller and bigger than his father? Yes, the soldiers in World War II averaged a full inch taller than the soldiers of 1917. That shows how much we're learning about diet. So many of the things it takes to build strong bodies are in milk and milk products. Nature's most nearly perfect food is still a bargain. Here at National Dairy, we're searching always for better and less expensive ways to process and provide you with milk and milk products. Each month, key men from our company serving communities throughout the country get together at National Dairy to discuss how we can improve our service to the consumer. These men have years of experience. Experience which is used to help keep costs low and National Dairy products high in quality. And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, I hope you're all with us again next Thursday because we're going to have the old professor, Kay Kaiser, and Brian Donlevy, the co-star of my current United Artists picture, Lucky Stiff. To Charles Lawton, Dean Martin, and Jerry Lewis, I'm sending an orchid to each of you for the wonderful job you did tonight. Your appearance here contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And while we're thinking of fine causes, here's John Lang with a few words about a cause that's close to all of us.
This is National Heart Week, and the American Heart Association is in full swing in the fight against heart disease. Ask your local Heart Association for literature and information. The more you know, the less you fear. Work, fight, and give for the American Heart Association's 1949 goal of $5 million for research, education, and community service.
We can to help. Well, the clock says it's time to drop the curtain in another performance of the Seal Test Variety Theater. So till next Thursday, then, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying, we'll be thinking of you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Henry Russell and his orchestra. Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris, Sidney Zelenka, Ray Allen, and Dick McKnight. Direction was by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and as our guests, Brian Donlevy and Kay Kaiser. Seal Test Incorporated and associate companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.